Now I'd like to introduce the chairman of the National Sorghum Producers. Terry Swanson hails from Walsh, Colorado, and operates not just a sorghum farm, but also a forage sorghum, corn, wheat, sunflowers, a cow-calf operation on the same farm that his grandfather homesteaded in 1917. His interest in producer organizations actually began when he became a participant in the Colorado Ag Leadership Program, and since then has not just been involved with the Sorghum Association, but other commodity groups as well. He also has served as president or as chairman of the Colorado State University Extension Advisory Committee, which is where he went to college, Colorado State University, where he crammed 4 years of education into 9. Thank you for hanging in there. Please welcome from Walsh, Colorado, chairman of the National Sorghum Producers, Mr. Terry Swanson. Thank you, Terry. So was I lying when I said 4 into 9?
I was 12.
12? Yeah, I was on that same accelerated program. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what happens there is that your kids end up on the same accelerated program.
Know all about it.
Oh, you know all about that. Yeah. Yeah, people always ask me, what's my daughter going to be when she gets out of school? I say about 65. Yeah. So you understand where I'm coming from there. All right, Terry, sorghum producers, you've accomplished, really come on the scene with a lot of activities in the last few years, but specifically 2011. Tell me some of the accomplishments of the National Sorghum Producers.
Well, I think one of the greatest accomplishments we did at this time last year, we was waiting on a checkoff program, and we were anticipating the tally on the votes, and 76% of us said that was a good deal.
You can't get 76% to agree on anything.
Well, especially in Congress. We had a great success with that. We call that the greatest self-help program for farmers. But
Absolutely. These
folks already had it a long time ago. We're a little late on the scene.
But glad you're on the scene, without a question. Let me talk about another place where you're on the scene. A lot of people don't talk about your involvement in the biofuels arena. Participate in that conversation. Tell me where sorghum folks are with that.
Well, sorghum is one-third of it goes to the feed industry, one-third of it to export, and one-third of it to biofuels. So whenever you have a third of your market share in the biofuels industry, you're actively engaged. And so we're really pushing hard in that arena, and it's an exciting arena to be in, and it's increased demand. We can't fill the demand, and that's a high-class headache.
That's the nicest problem to have is to be in demand. And then, two, sorghum has some natural tendencies towards conservation, and you've made a lot of progress, particularly if you would compare it to previous generations. Speak to that for a moment, because I don't think a lot of people are completely aware.
Well, my farm is 20 miles from Oklahoma and 20 miles from Kansas. And they get tired of hearing this, but we live in the epicenter of the Dust Bowl. And everybody has their own erosion issues. Ours primarily is lack of rainfall and wind. Mm-hmm. And so sorghum plays a big part in that. It's a water-sipping crop, very efficient. A lot of times you have a hard time. You can increase efficiency in your irrigation systems, but to actually reduce consumptive use of water, sometimes it takes a water-tolerant crop.
Sure.
And sorghum fills that.
Very good. Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, Terry Swanson, National Sorghum Producers.